Welcome to Spirit Connection with Doug Addison. Get ready to hear God, encounter the supernatural, and discover your destiny. Doug is a prophetic speaker, author, and coach whose message of love, hope, and having fun reaches people around the world. Connect with him online at DougAddison.com.
Hey friends, Doug Addison. Welcome to Spirit Connection Podcast, April 29, 2020, and things are rolling right along. I released a prophetic word about April being a valley of trouble, but ending into a door of hope, and that was from Hosea 2:15. I really believe we're going to move into this time in May where things are going to shift dramatically in the spiritual realm and in the natural realm. We've been under the fire now for a while of the coronavirus. And I want to pray each week. Lord, we pray for the healing of the coronavirus. We pray for the supernatural release of the anointing for it. We pray for the medical and vaccines as well. These have already been released from heaven. I saw it happen. So Lord, we pray for the first responders and those who are suffering and those who've lost family members. And we pray for those who've lost their jobs during this time. Lord, I ask now that you would comfort those who are mourning, but also I pray that you would release this prophetic word of hope as we enter into this new month and this new season that we're on right now in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, I released a prophetic word that was on my blog and my podcast. If you have not seen that, you should check it out. It's episode 124, and it's a major victory at Easter. And we had a major victory at Easter when the people on the internet now worshiping, churches are streaming on the internet, worshiping, outweighed everything that Satan had been using in the negative. And so something shifted. There was a spiritual shift on Easter. Check it out on my blog in case you haven't heard it yet. But boy, that was powerful. And there's more to that word I'll be releasing on Spirit Connection next week, where the Lord is moving now almost like a class action suit against the enemy to repay for all the years that have been lost. And so I released a prophetic word last year, I think it was 2018, called The Perfect Solution. The perfect storm, now the perfect solution. And this is actually very prophetic for what's going on right now. The enemy has launched this all-out attack, but the Lord is responding right now. He's releasing the perfect solution. I think this might have been March of 2018. I prophesied this, but the Lord said this is for now, right now, because we've been in the perfect storm. Satan have overplayed his hand, trying to discourage us, trying to get us to not be able to meet together, trying to do things that are basically just all out war against us right now. But the Lord now is raising up this thing. You know, we've had this spiritual warfare. We've had superstorms, tragedies, things happening, different directions all hitting at the same time. That's what a perfect storm is. But the Lord's calling us to stay at perfect peace. In Mark 4:35, Jesus got up and rebuked the storm. So I rebuke the storm right now in Jesus' name. I rebuke the coronavirus storm. I rebuke this thing about not being able to meet together and the loss of jobs. We just speak in Jesus' name, peace be still over the storm. Now, watch this. The Lord said that he's going to be releasing the Joseph people. And I've been adding this to my prophetic word. And I had a vision of those who are called to be part of financing new moves of God. And also to help out with all the tragedies and things going on. The government can't pick up the tab for everything. We have to also step up and ask the Lord to give us a strategy like Genesis 41. Joseph prophesied. He fulfilled a prophecy, and he got up and with Pharaoh, an ungodly king, had a dream, and he interpreted the dream, and he gave the prophetic word from the Lord that caused a total blessing to shift, to cause Israel to be saved. Read it for yourself. It's amazing if you don't know the story. But here's what I saw, is those who have this calling, like Joseph, now you don't have to be a man. It's male and female. There's people who have had this Joseph calling to step up on the scene, like Genesis 41, bring in the word of the Lord, and also just be a provision provider. There's different levels of it. Now, you don't have to interpret a dream of a president or anything like that, but God's going to be doing it over the next few weeks, months, and we're going to see this happening right now. There is an awakening of the Joseph people. And like Joseph, he had dreams back, you know, when he was a kid, that he had dreams that this was going to happen. But then years later, he was in prison. Then he got released and it unleashed. The Lord said, I'm awakening the Joseph people right now. Now, I want to give this financial recovery process that's actually found in Matthew 6 and 7. This might help you. It helps a lot of people. It helped us. And if you open your Bible to Matthew 6, you'll notice something. It's the process. Notice the process and the context of this, because this is where the Lord's Prayer is. You know, he said, teach us to pray. And if you look at this and just open your eyes and see it, ask the Lord to show you that there's more to the Lord's Prayer than meets the eye. Jesus starts out, first of all, by talking about being humble when you give money. Now, I'm reading from Matthew 6. I'm going to just recap this, and I'm going to give you some points here at the end. But first, he starts talking about, you know, if you give, don't let everybody know about it. In other words, be humble when it comes to giving money. Then he goes into the Lord's Prayer, you know, our Father, which art in heaven, and he goes into this prayer. Then he mentions fasting, but he says, if you fast, you know, do it with joy. And so he's flipping the spiritual atmosphere, and he goes into a strategy that tells you how things work in the heavenly realm. And many Bibles call this section Treasures from Heaven. The Lord showed me in an encounter I had, and there was a process that actually people can go through in Matthew 6:22 through 7:7. Write it down, Matthew 6:22 to 7:7. You don't have to be a Joseph person to get this. But in Matthew 6:22 is the start of what the revelation that the Lord gave me, which is some strategies on how to flip the spiritual atmosphere of your finances so the heavens will open over you. So Matthew 6:22, the eye is the lamp of the body. If your eyes are healthy, your whole body is full of light. But if your eyes are unhealthy, your whole body is full of darkness. If then that light within you is darkness, how great is that darkness? Now we need to have clear vision. That's what that means. Eyes represent, it's a prophetic word or symbolism for the ability to see. Jesus said more than, I don't know if it's more than anything, he said a lot. You must have eyes to see as well as ears to hear. So we need clear vision. And now people's vision can grow dim. And he noticed that he says that they can be darkened. This is the kind of thing that could happen. Like, you know, the Joseph people might be feeling right now, or maybe you do, after losing your job or something might be going on that you've been left behind. But I tell you, it's far from the truth. We're going to open that vision for you right now as we come into agreement here in just a minute. Matthew 6:24, no one can serve two masters. He'll either hate one and love the other, or be devoted one and despise the other. You cannot serve both God and money. So the next step in this recovery process is that we have to be careful that we don't allow the world system to rule, and we have to get healed of our money issues. I'm going to do a prayer in a bit. I'm going to recap this here. This is really powerful. Matthew 6:25, therefore I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you will drink or what you would eat, your body or what you will wear. Is not life more important than food, and the body more important than clothes? So this means it's very important that you trust the Lord and not fall into doubt, fear, and worry. Things are going to work out, and the Lord is going to move right now. Now, the next step is right away. These are right through. I hope you're following and seeing this. Matthew 7, 1 and 2, he talks about judgment. Do not judge, or you too will be judged. In the same way you judge others, you will be judged. And by the same measure that was used, will be measured to you. The process of recovery financially is to get rid of judgments. Maybe you've heard me talk about this before, is that judgments cause our financial flow to stop. And if you want to look up the context to this, Luke 6:37 and 6:38 is given, it will be given to you, pressed down, shaken together. A blessing will run over into your lap. But if you look at the context of that, do not judge is what he's saying in the midst of that. It's the same thing here. So if you're giving, but you're not reaping, then you want to go back and ask forgiveness and ask the Lord to show you if there's anything that you might have judged or people you might have judged. Matthew 7:7. Now here's the where you can get proactive. Ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you'll find. Knock and the door will be open. Now notice this. Ask, seek, and knock is right here in Matthew 7:7. That is an acronym. A-S-K. Ask, seek, knock. It's very proactive. It doesn't say sit on the couch or your prayer closet and wait for God to open the door. Now there's sometimes you need to wait on the Lord, but you can take steps right now. You can be proactive while you're waiting. And when you do that, you can ask the Lord for the wisdom. Now, here's the five steps from Matthew 6:22-7:7. You need to ask the Lord for clear vision. Get healed of any love of money or the world system. Trust and do not worry. Do not judge others and ask, seek and knock and ask the Lord for that strategy from heaven. So, Lord, we pray right now that you would open this up. This is the strategy you gave me. And even as I'm a prophetic entrepreneur and I had a business. And so Lord, you've given me business strategy. This is the strategy you gave me. I want to release this. I want to ask now that you would open the eyes, that you would give us a clear vision, cut off that worldly system that might be trying to take away things. I pray that we would get healed of our doubt. I pray, Lord, that we would trust you and not worry, that we would not judge others if we've had. We ask forgiveness. Lord, we ask, seek and knock, and ask that you give us a strategy from heaven right now. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, I want to take us a little step further is that people need some help right now. And so we're going to be doing the masterclass called Influencing the World, How to Work and Minister Online. It's going to be released on May 11th and would normally charge $97. That's what we had planned to do. And because of the coronavirus and everything going on, we're going to do it for $27. So this is, I tell you, you almost can't pass this up. So go to DougAssett.com/influence. And we've been giving away things free as much as we can here. Normally, our one major online event a month is what we do. Just like what I used to do when I traveled 150 days a year, I had to do, you know, several events each month and speak and, you know, an honorarium. Well, that's what we would do here in life. We would do online training once a month. But we've been offering it free for the last 2 months because of the coronavirus. And so the last two webinars, we just did one. You can still get the replay for that. It's called Refresh, How to Revive in the Midst of All This. So just go to DougAnderson.com/refresh-replay. You can still get this. It's free. It's a limited time where I walk you through how to get set free for some things, healing of the past season, healing of the past, how to develop a strategy, and several other things. Now, we're offering a springtime sale. It's extended through April 30th, so we got one more day, 50% off my digital courses. Maybe you want to write a book or, you know, we've got some things like that. Just go to DougAnderson.com/springtime. I know that God's moving. He's going to move in your life. Just be encouraged. I know that he's going to flip things around, and we're entering now out of the valley of trouble, and we are entering into the doorway of hope. All right, God bless you. See you next week.
Thanks for listening to Spirit Connection with Doug Addison. Connect with him online at dougaddison.com.